Is a community connection on 1400 K1. Marilyn Mim and Ryan Martin are in from OKM. Thanks of all for coming in, you guys, this morning. We know that everything really takes place, that everybody gets involved in early part of the summer, but you guys are working year-round to give us, you know, all the great things that OKM brings this year. So thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm not going to spend a lot of time on, because I know paperwork isn't signed yet. So we're not going to talk about what artists yet. So we'll let you describe that once everybody's got their name on the dotted line. But we can talk about dates and get people involved, right?
Absolutely. Our festival date this year is kicking off on June 8th. It ends on the 14th. And it is our 35th anniversary, if you can believe that. It seems like it's gone by really fast.
And I was not here for that initial community concert with Ransom Wilson and Nan, but we are the beneficiaries of what started that particular time with a relatively brand new community center, and we've used it, and we've used other venues, area churches, other buildings, outdoor concerts, Walla Rock concerts, concerts at Silver Lake, a lot. What we know is it's great music. And whatever genre you're looking for, it's great music, and one of the premier music festivals around the multi-state area.
You know, I was trying to do some research just to kind of see in Oklahoma and around the country how many music festivals have endured for 35 years.
Not many.
And there are not that many. And so we're not only proud of that, but we are blessed in this community to have been able to, for 35 years, offer wonderful talent, Oklahoma artists, international artists, and of course artists around the world or around the United States. I think this year will not be any different. We're extremely proud of our lineup that we have coming up, and we will be able to announce that very soon. As in OKM normal style, and because it is our birthday, our 35th birthday, we have something very special planned coming up by way of a launch party. It's a little bit different. And that will be announced on March 29th. Leading up to that, on every Friday in March, Ryan Martin, our director of marketing, will be sending out teasers, just letting folks know what's coming.
And I don't want to even, you know, ask what you're going to be teasing about. That's why it's teasing. But
exactly.
You know, but the point is, it gets us excited and looking forward to that eventual announcement of name A, name B, name C. Oh, and by the way, special guest artist D. You know, that's what makes it fun, and people are excited about what's coming up every year for the festival. You guys do a marvelous job, and it is answering at least in part what people tell you they want to hear.
Absolutely. Every year we do an exit survey. All throughout the year we constantly are in touch with our patrons, and we receive numerous emails on a weekly basis that say, gee, I was traveling and I just heard so-and-so play at this festival, or I just attended this concert. Have you thought about asking them to be a part of OKM Music? And so it really is all about what Bartlesville wants to hear, what Bartlesville wants to see, and we certainly do listen to that, and we certainly do reach out to those artists. They're not always available, affordable, and sometimes they may be in Europe during your festival, but we certainly do try to accommodate, and we certainly know that it's very important to reach out, and you know, we can't be in all places at once, so it's fantastic that our patrons do travel and that they are thinking about us when they're out and about and can help us bring to Bartlesville a wonderful festival every year.
Yeah, and of course, like you said, some of those artists I know are busy much of the summer months, and we're not privy to their schedule because, like OKM, they don't announce their schedule until some date in the year, and so you're asking for them, and I'm hypothetically saying, okay, you want Group A to be in Bartlesville on June 10th. Well, you know, back in December, they signed up for some event in Seattle on June 10th. And by the way, we're asking 10 times more than you're willing to pay them, and it just doesn't work out, you know.
Sometimes that happens, unfortunately. But, you know, I think that this year, just like in years past, and it seems like every year it just gets bigger and bigger, we have an entire week filled with evening concerts. We have showcase concerts that Grace Farmer has put together throughout the day, which will be fantastic. And then we have our beloved children's programming, which even now we are beginning to we already have had all the artists booked for some time, but beginning to get a lot of hype from the schools, a lot of enthusiasm. We have moms calling in, grandmoms, dads about the Princess Tea. It always sells out very fast. Mm-hmm. And so we have already been getting a lot of questions about the children's programming.
And I think that's fun because it's important to get the youngsters involved in music in general. Whatever genre they think they want to listen to, it may or may not be the same genre that they listen to when they're 22. The point is we're getting them interested in listening to music, enjoying music in all genres, and then see where it goes.
Oh, and even getting their hands on. Courtney Brindle did a fantastic, for the last 2 years, of a violin instruction where each child got a violin. They were able to touch it. They could see what noises, what beautiful sounds Courtney could make. And when I say noise, I joke about that because the story that she was telling, she did sort of make different noises that mm-hmm. related to thunder or related to rain. And then, of course, she showed them the beautiful pieces that you could also play with a violin. And so just to watch the children's faces as they actually get to touch the instrument, they just beam and they get so excited, and it does inspire them to go on and play an instrument or to listen to classical music or to listen to other genres of music. And so definitely this year we have a lot of hands-on children's programming, and so we're very excited. Rose Hammerschmidt, our director of children's programming, has done a really great job in putting that all together.
Well, it's far from children's entertainment, but everybody that has been to any kind of a movie at all knows, and I'm going to take those three violin notes during the shower scene in Psycho. I mean, Hitchcock originally wanted to just shoot the scene with the sound of the water running, but Bernard Herrmann came to him and said, "I think I got an idea," played it for him just on his own violin, but then had the whole string section play it, and it that's what makes that shower scene what it is. The horror of that knife stab that actually never connects with their body photographically, but the brain fills in the holes, and that's it's probably the three. Among the three most famous violin notes in the world, mm-hmm. and they're hardly considered music.
Correct. And what would a world be without music? It would be very sad.
It would be all the way around. Any strain of music that we associate with experiences that we've had, music we had in high school, or a good movie that we enjoy watching, or the next song on the radio, whatever it is, three or four notes frequently will say, "I know that song." Mm-hmm. And that's right. That's what makes it fun for us.
Well, and that's why we're here today, Charlie, is because music touches so many different lives. We feel like this is a perfect opportunity for the community to get involved with our festival. And so I want to let Ryan talk about our volunteer opportunities.
And they are plentiful.
Oh, we have so many. So within our organization, it honestly takes a village to make this festival come together. We have so many opportunities that people can give their time back to OKM. And better, you're also serving the community of Bartlesville by doing it. And so even if it's something as little as stuffing brochures and envelopes and sending them out to the public, or helping sell merchandise, helping us take down our concerts, it takes a while. Oh my gosh, every event takes multiple hours just setting everything up. So if you're tuning in and you're going to be here during our festival, June 8th through the 14th, and you're thinking, "Hey, I've never volunteered with OKM, this is the year to do it," give us a phone call. Go on our website. We have a simple form. Literally takes maybe 30 seconds to fill out, and we can contact you and get you involved this year, because again, we need all the people we can get.
Well, and particularly, I think any nonprofit, but when you look at somebody that is putting on a public event, a tourism event, mm-hmm. that brings people in from Kansas City, from Oklahoma City, from Joplin, from a wider area than that, or for that matter, from Nowata, it doesn't matter. The lieutenant governor was in town just earlier this week, mm-hmm. As saying, and I remember the quote, "For every dollar we spend in tourism, you get $8 back from it overall." So it's a good thing for what OKM does, that brings people in from out of town, from out of state, to enjoy music.
Exactly. It is an investment for the city of Bartlesville. So, and on top of volunteering for adults, we also have 8 internship positions for college age students. Me being a music major, I wish I knew about this whenever I was finishing high school and going into college, because it really does. It's a great resume builder, and you have such a great opportunity to meet these artists that you probably wouldn't be able to if you didn't be able to volunteer with us. So, mm-hmm. again, we have 8 internship positions, and same thing, you can give us a phone call at the office, and we would love to be able to get you involved with OKM this summer.
Well, and I know, I don't know what you're advertising, but internships in general, you're looking for a specific type of student, in this case, I assume, something in the internet. entertainment or music realm, and maybe you're looking for, again, I don't know, at least sophomore status or whatever it is?
We have a requirement that they do need to be at least 18 years old. So whether that's, I mean, some seniors might be 18, but generally that is college age students. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just 18. And honestly, it doesn't really matter if you're a music major. You could be an engineering major, really. And we just...
The breadth of talent that we get from these students is fantastic. We do have engineers. We have art majors. We have music majors. We have marketing majors. And so really, as long as you're interested in learning how to produce, operate, work at, sort of attend, see how a community operates a festival, then we absolutely want a student to be able to come and learn that, because there are so many facets. I'm not a music major, I'm an attorney. And so I love the knowledge of those like yourself and Ryan who have such an in-depth music perspective. But I bring something to the table that's a little bit different when we're negotiating with artists. Mm-hmm. I bring my legal skills to the table. So it really does take a village of different type of personalities, of different type of degrees. And, you know, last year we had several music majors, we had a marketing major, and we had two engineers. Mm-hmm. So it's fantastic. And the, you know, the engineering really came in handy when you're doing the production side, the sound, the lighting, the stage.
Absolutely.
And so they were really instrumental in helping us set up and tear that down. But, you know, anywhere, like Ryan said, from being even an OKM ambassador, greeting people, taking tickets, maybe running errands to the hotel to give our guest artist different items that they may need, or chauffeuring them. There's just a plethora of different opportunities. And so it's not all about production. A lot of it is about production and just having help during that week. But there's a lot that leads up to it, like Ryan said, about stuffing envelopes, passing out posters, you name it, we do it.
Absolutely. And it all manages to get done somehow during festival time.
It does. It takes a lot of people.
It does. I want to bring up one other thing. You had an event scheduled for later this month, but that, unfortunately, due to for circumstances apparently outside the control of the two people I'm looking at, will not happen in Tulsa.
Oh, no. Unfortunately, it will not. And we're really sad about that. But hopefully maybe next year it'll all work out again. You know, sometimes this time of year, between weather and different circumstances that happen, things just don't take place the way that you want them to. But Grace did a fantastic job in putting it together. Certainly the cinema is fantastic in Tulsa, and working with the children's organization was something that we really enjoyed doing. And so hopefully we'll have an opportunity to do that later. Maybe not so much in February, maybe in the fall when the weather is a little bit more predictable. But yes, but thank you for mentioning that. That event has been canceled.
Well, I'm sure the children's organization that you were working with will probably be available throughout the year. And the nice thing about Mr. Holland's Opus, you know, Dreyfus already did the work. It's just a matter of calling up the film. We will continue talking OKM with you when we pick up the other half of this Community Connection in just 1 minute.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state. And I should know, it's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Continuing a discussion this morning with Ryan and Mary Lynn from OKM. And again, I know we talked about it a little bit already, but you need volunteers. And volunteers are just as appreciated now, probably more now than they are during festival week, although obviously you need them festival week too.
Oh, definitely. Again, we're only so limited with the staff at OKM. So only being five of us, I think, on staff, having people from the community help us out. Again, it is so essential to have a successful festival. So again, if you're listening in and you're going to be here during our festival, consider giving our office a phone call, 918-336-9900. You can even message us on Facebook and be like, hey, I was listening to you on the radio. I'm thinking about volunteering this year. How can you get me going? So, again, just contacting us, that's the first step.
Yeah, maybe the situation is, I can't help at all on Mondays, Tuesdays, or Thursdays, but I can give you all of Wednesday and Friday or whatever.
Exactly.
Right, and it's not even just during the week of the festival. Like, for instance, right now, as part of the OKM Ambassador Program, we hand out a lot of swag, goodies, T-shirts, stickers, pens. And so once our launch kicks off, and up until that point, we'll be stuffing our swag bags. We'll be getting all of that ready. We'll be getting all of our brochures ready. There are a lot of things that will be happening in the next couple of weeks that lead us up to our launch and then lead us deep into our season. And so if anyone has extra time and they enjoy doing that, or just enjoy getting involved in meeting people, learning more about artists, learning more about the music industry, we absolutely welcome anyone who would like to come and volunteer. On an average year, OKM Music has about 250 to 350 volunteers, depending on exactly what the concerts entail and depending on exactly where the concerts are. Sometimes, like if you're outdoors, it takes a lot more manpower than maybe if you're indoors because you have to worry about the parking and you have to worry about more logistical things. But certainly it really does take an entire town to put on a music festival.
Well, and like last year where you had the concert at Silver Lake, that was the first time you'd used that venue. So while all the planning into it is wonderful and you always go into a situation like that thinking, yeah, we got this down. Experience says there are always lessons learned.
Oh, absolutely. Lessons are learned every day. But, fortunately, like as an example for that, that probably required about 25 to 30 volunteers getting it ready, as you say, and then the day before and leading up to it, and then even afterwards we had about 50 volunteers, probably a few extra that I'm not counting in my head right now, but it took an enormous amount because that property was so big. Mm-hmm. and it was such a wonderful, beautiful piece of property, but it took a lot of time, and even just getting the property ready for the parking and marking everything off and putting up signs, it just takes a long time to get all of that going. And then on top of it, you get to play with Oklahoma weather, and so you never know what's going to happen. But yeah, we absolutely would appreciate anyone who wants to come out and be a part of it. See behind the scenes, it's kind of interesting. There are things that I never knew being a patron for many years, but now being on the other side of it that I never knew went into a music festival. So it's pretty fun. It's a great way to also meet people, great way to network, great way just to serve the community and be a part of something special.
Absolutely. Well, your mission to youth, it continues. I know that has been ongoing for a long time. But like you said, getting artists in front of the youngsters and then occasionally getting their hands on that violin, that cello, that clarinet, that flute, that whatever you happen to be talking about that particular time.
Absolutely. And we started 2 years ago a scholarship program where OKM now offers two scholarships to youth. Both of them are up to $1,000 each year that we give out. One is the Thomas Aine Chapel Memorial Scholarship Fund. Tommy was a beloved patron for the 35 years of OKM, and unfortunately we lost her a couple years ago, and so in her honor we started this scholarship. And she was a huge proponent of classical music, a huge fan of classical music, and we feel that this is a really nice way to remember her legacy. And so this scholarship is for youth who want to receive music instruction outside of the classroom. So maybe they have music lessons they're taking, maybe there's something special that they're going to as far as like a music camp, and we know all of those expenses add up for mom and dad and grandma and grandpa. And so we want to be able to kind of give back to our youth and inspire them to continue studying music. And so that's what the scholarship does. It's due on May 1st. And so our applicants need to go to the website or call the office and apply for that. And it's something that we've made sort of fun. The scholarship is available for 4 years of age to 18. And so obviously a four-year-old isn't going to be able to fill out an application and they're not going to be able to write an essay. So we've asked for them to do sort of a video of why music is important to them and how the instruction is going to further that goal and their pursuit of of music education. So it's kind of fun for mom and dad, be creative, or grandma and grandpa, and let your children apply for the scholarship. It's really a wonderful opportunity. Our second scholarship is the MIM Scholarship Fund. My family has a huge, we are so blessed and so touched by music and seeing what it does for the study, the studies of even science, the studies of math, watching how music can absolutely develop a child's mind, but then also watching the creative side. I mean, not everyone is going to be an engineer, not everyone's going to be an attorney, and just watching how that music develops and molds and just brings joy, brings education, brings child development skills to a child. We want to absolutely reward that. And so the MIM scholarship is, again, $1,000 for a high school student who is getting ready to go in and embark on their further education in college. And so that one does entail a little bit more. It entails an essay, entails some different forms that you have to fill out. You have to actually submit pieces of what you're playing by auditory tape recording. And so we just ask, you know, please go on our website, download the form, make sure you pay attention to all the requirements, make sure you get it in on time. And that one is due April 1st. And so we're very excited. Last year was our first year to be able to give out the scholarships. And it was really a joy to watch the recipient just light up and really be able to take the scholarship to heart and apply it towards what he was doing. So we hope that we get lots of applicants, and please go on our website, okmmusic.org, or please give us a call at 918-336-9900.
Again, pay attention to those deadlines, April 1st or May 1st, or maybe something we haven't talked about yet, but again, deadlines are important.
Deadlines are important. We have to be able to get our committee together and make those selections, which, of course, for the MIM scholarship will be announced before college starts. So typically it gets announced in mid-July after the festival is over and we've all had a chance to breathe. And then the Thomas A. Chapel will be also announced late summer, but before the school before school starts again for our youth in Bartlesville.
Okay, well, again, check it out. It's all available online, okmmusic.org. The volunteer opportunities, you can connect that way as well. Of course, you can always just pick up a phone and dial 918-336-9900.
Yes.
And talk to somebody at OKM.
Absolutely.
Guys, thank you so much for all you do for our community. And I know that the tourism aspect is going to bring a lot of people in this year. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Charlie.
That's our community connection on 1400 K1, talking with Mary Lynn and Ryan from OKM. More on AM 1400 K1 in just a moment.
George Bernard Shaw once said, "Life is no brief candle to me. It is a sort of splendid."